The Stuart Henry flamed 10 meters short of the gate and about 15 in the air, and plowed into the manicured lawn. The fence. Oh, not yet. Wait a second, woman. Come on, you stupid grav car. The demo charges she had thoughtfully left in the sporter's trunk blew up, sending the stone portals and metal gates pinwheeling up, around, and then down in a ball of fire. Sind blasted the fence's alarm system and the jagged glass it was topped with in an obvious distrust of anything electronic. They'll think it's part of the general defuncto as everything's hemorrhaging. I hope. Up, up, and away. Exactly like an infill course, she thought. Rifle across the wall top, slither on side, roll down, hit in firing position. Nothing to shoot at. She doubled away into the surrounding brushland, grateful that the Emperor not only secured his mansions with a lot of grounds, but had them built way out in the country. It would be a 3-click cross-country run to where she had her backup hidden. A bottom-of-the-line utility grav sled bought on the local gray market. She surveyed damage. Mission, not costume or scrapes. Negligible, she decided. Since the Emperor and his people were operating on the basis that Sten was dead, and she herself wasn't a known entity to the Empire, or so Rebel intelligence indicated, the most logical interpretation was that some high-credit computer criminal had tried a speculative B&E-ing. And if someone in internal security added things together and got a worst-case explanation, well, she'd asked Sten about that, and he said it was all to the good if the Eternal Emperor got the idea that some unknown hellhound is on his trail. At least I gotta try flashing and prancing, Sind thought. For an amateur, I didn't do badly, and I think I'm one step closer to the Emperor.